Hello, my fashion lovelies. Welcome to The Color of Fashion, a podcast where I discuss unique fashion perspectives. My name, Michelle Washington, and I use my 20 plus years of experience as a fashion industry professional to dig deep into the complex issues. Thank you for joining me. As we wrap up November, let's take time to reflect and be thankful. We're going to talk about the color blue. Fam, let's get into it. Every day, we experience a sensory overload of beautiful colors, but have you ever thought about their meaning? It's time to discuss the meaning of the color blue. The color blue represents both the sky and the sea, and it's associated with open spaces, freedom, intuition, imagination, inspiration, and sensitivity. Blue also represents meanings of depth, trust, loyalty, sincerity, wisdom, confidence, stability, faith, and intelligence. Blue can represent rest and can cause the body to produce chemicals that are calming and release feelings of tranquility. Blue is also cooling in nature and helps with balance and self-expression. Blue is commercially, and I do repeat, commercially viewed as masculine color. According to studies, it's highly accepted among males. Now, on two occasions in November, we happened to see a prominent use of blue. November 19th, International Men's Day, and the entire month of November for Movember. That's right, M-O-vember, Men's Health Awareness Month. Now let's hear it for the men. The point of awareness is to take action. Now, why is men's health important to me? Well, I became involved after learning about a strong male family member struggling with health issues. Men's health advocate Michael Brown bravely shared his journey for the podcast to enlighten and help others.
You know, when talking about men's health awareness, a couple of things come to mind, and I'll share, you know, three or four points that have been important to me over the years. The first of which is, you know, this is the month where it's time to go to the shop. You know, we as men often don't prioritize our health in a way that is that leads us to regular physicals. We often are taught, when raised, to walk off a lot of things that tend to struggle with, that we struggle with. And that's not going to get it done. The things that happen to you in your 30s and 40s are different from your 20s and your 10s. So this month of November, I often think about it as it's time to go to the shop. Just like I take my car in for a checkup, or you've got registration, or you've got your inspection that's due once a year. And oftentimes when you go to the shop, a couple of things happens. You all know this. The thing that you take it in for that you think is wrong is not often the thing that they find that needs attention. Well, we see the oil change. We got that. But did you also know that this is an issue? This is an issue. And this is an issue. Same thing when I go to the dentist. I find that when I leave the dental's office, I have a great dentist. But often I'm left with a plan. Here's your dental plan. With that dental plan, you can see you've got this area needs attention, this area that needs attention, and then you can plan when you're going to get those things addressed. We talk about, you know, not from a financial perspective, but from an overall health perspective, you know that you know that you know that that you've got a plan. But when it comes to our health, hey man, don't have such a plan. At least I didn't have such a plan. And as I got older, through my 20s and 30s and into my 40s, that plan would have been helpful, to be frank. It would have been very helpful because I found a couple of things that I was presented with that I was not prepared for. But however, there is the upside of the story. I'm kind of foreshadowing, but I'll share with you that over 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, you know, a situation where I was at work, my hand stopped working. I was holding a pen, it dropped. I couldn't pick it up to save my life. I thought it was a pinched nerve. I took myself in to the doctor. Hey, my pinched nerve. And again, I know that's what you came in for, but I found some other things that need immediate attention. And that led to, just to make a longer story short, led to a brain scan. But ultimately found out with multiple tests that you have multiple sclerosis. That is not the key part of the story. The key part of the story is when a neurologist told me, yeah, we caught it early. What does that mean? We caught this about as early as you can catch it. Really? What does that mean for me? Well, it means that we can treat this. Your quality of life can be improved because with early detection leads to early treatment and a plan, as that word again, that plan that we can go from here and you can live a good quality of life if you follow the plan. That happened when I was 20-some years ago. 6 years ago, diagnosed with prostate cancer. Oh, I went in for one thing, and we found that the thing that you came in for, well, there's some other things that we found when we took you under the, we opened up the hood, we looked in, we found there's some other things that needed a chance. And your prostate has a small amount of cancer. Again, the key word. But we caught it at the earliest that we can catch these things. What does that mean? Well, you have options. Again, when you listen to this, understand early detection, one of the key things that I think gets missed often is that you have options when it's early. When it's late, when something is detected, your options are often fewer, or more dire, more serious. But when detection is early, you have a couple of options. And for me, when it comes to prostate cancer, I had a couple of options. I guess my age, we determined what the option I would pursue. Ultimately, and today, 6 years later, I'm pleased to report that I'm cancer-free. But that was just a significant unplanned experience that I didn't have a plan for initially. But I've come to understand that, man, having a plan and having early, and again, see, these are surprises. Oftentimes you can't, well, how do you have a plan if these are surprises? But I tell you, the plan was regular checkups. That was actually my plan. That's how I learned from the multiple sclerosis issue. I've learned from my prostate cancer. And also, well, that's it. I have no problem sharing. I'm pretty vocal about this, but with multiple sclerosis, it means multiple scars. And scars in Latin means sclerosis. Is the word for Latin, the word for sclerosis, the word for scars is sclerosis in Latin. One of the scars is actually has created, the nerves are attacking, the immune system is being attacked. The immune system is attacking the central nervous system. And in my case, one of the nerves has a scar or a hole in the myelin sheath that surrounds the nerve. That nerve is leaning up against the blood vessel. Think about it in a layman's term. Hot blood vessel, another wire that is your nerve that is exposed because it has a hole in it, and those are touching. Can you imagine that if you just did this experiment with wires, it's going to create electrical shock? That is what having trigeminal neuralgia has been for me. There's a nerve that goes through my brain, throughout my forehead, my cheek, and my lower jaw that experiences electrical shock like you would not believe. Medical practice will say it's the highest levels of pain that we know of. You can't have, wait a minute, what does that mean? You can have any pain higher than this? No. So I've endured multiple sclerosis. I've survived prostate cancer. But now I have to deal with trigeminal neuralgia. What in the world? But we caught it early. We think we have a good plan in place. Here's how we can approach this. And with that plan, I would say for all three incidents that I've been pretty vocal with, again, all unplanned experiences, but the plan for regular checkups has helped me. One, identify what's under the hood that needs attention beyond what I thought I was coming in for. Two, with a plan, I had options. That was very significant. And then I could prepare myself and my family for what the consequences of those choices would become. I'll circle back to just prostate cancer. That's pretty serious. The other two are quite serious. You can manage multiple sclerosis. You can manage through trigeminal neuralgia. But prostate cancer left unchecked can also lead to spreading. And it's a spreading that would lead to my decisions. I already caught it was one thing, but my my point that I was making to my doctor was, my urologist said, you know, we don't know how long it took before it got to this point. I know you caught it early, but how fast did it grow to this point? And if we just do the regular, one of the options was, well, we'll continue to check it over time. So you come in once, twice a year, we'll continue to check and see how it's doing. But I was thinking, well, I don't know how fast it grew. Did it grow in the last couple of months? Is it fast spreading? Is it slow spreading? I don't know. And so if I leave it unchecked and come in every couple of months, it could be a bigger problem than it was when I last checked it. That was a key factor in my decision making, because not knowing for me was unacceptable. Just not knowing how fast might this spread. And if it spreads and gets out of, or gets beyond the prostate wall, then it could spread through my blood system and get to other, attach itself to other parts of my body. And now I'm dealing with something that's far, far different than it was originally the issue. And not wanting to have to deal with those consequences, I made the decision that would how I was going to treat that. I would never suggest to other men how they should approach treating prostate cancer. But for me, I will say having those options available to me and enough time where I could consider the consequences of the choices, because for every choice, there's a consequence. So I had the options, then I had the choice, then I had the consequences of the choices, and then I gave myself a time frame to make the decisions. To go through all three again, with multiple sclerosis, it was a month of November when I had a spinal tap that ultimately determined that you definitely have MS. We couldn't quite, we saw it on the MRI, we saw it on your brain scan, ran some of the tests, but we know that it's multiple sclerosis. It was Men's Health Awareness Month, in the month of November, when I found out that there's definitely what you have. And here's our treatment suggestions for you. Prostate cancer, now this is an exclusive, meaning people don't know. Prostate cancer, it was the month of November that I went in, and we ultimately decided, one, that I had it, but two, what I was going to do about it also occurred in the month of November. Trigeminal neuralgia wasn't the month of November, but you get my point. regular checkups, choices, the plan. And there are three things I'll leave you with. You know, understand the facts. You know, Google was my friend and also my foe, because a lot of things that I ran out on the internet, I didn't have anything to test it against. Is it true? Is it not true? A lot of it was so serious and didn't often lend itself to having hope that I found that I couldn't trust it. I didn't know what to trust. I didn't know where to go. So having the right set of facts in front of me was key. Two, having a support system. Regardless of the options that you choose, having a support system for me was really key. My family, my close circle of friends was all I needed. But frankly, over time, as you not only deal with the treatment, but you recover, you found in your story that there are many others who are dealing with a similar circumstance, whether they know it or not, and they find strength in your story. So for me, having the right set of facts in front of me, two, having a support group that could not only help me with my decision-making, but also be a comfortable pillow for me to lay my head when I would get sad and just frustrated and not understand why is this happening to me. The people that would pick you back up and say, you know what? I know you cannot. I remember the quote from my wife was that you cannot fight a mountain. But you cannot climb this mountain, she said, sitting down. I gotten so depressed that I was just sitting there, head in hand, not sure what to do. And she just said, "Enough! You got to get up. You cannot fight this fight. You cannot climb this mountain sitting down. You got to get up and do something." And number three, with trigeminal neuralgia, I would say the same thing. Facts, support. And my goodness, for anybody who is listening to this podcast, I will tell you, F-I-G-H-T, fight. I mean, fight. The goal is to stay on this top of the ground, not have the ground on top of me. So when it came to it, I did everything possible for my will to not only for my family, for me, for all that matter to me, fight, fight, fight every single day, and determined to. I remember the first time I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, one of the things I told my doctor is that we're going to make medical history. He said, "What?" I said, "We're going to make a medical history. You don't know me yet, but you're going to come to find out that you've never seen anybody that's going to have the attitude that I got. I got this, and let's go. We're going to make medical history together." Now, that was 20 years ago. We're still fighting. But the fact is, the spirit that I had then, I found that I have to channel that every single day, that it takes for me to get up out of my bed, down the hallway, working from home in the current state that we're in. I've been working from home, but even when I was in the office, what it would take out of me, getting emotional, but what it would take out of me to get dressed every day, to go to work every day, to grind, to fight, to make decisions that are going to affect my business, to leave my family, to come home again, to participate in their studies and what's going on in their lives, and to be present for my family and all the things that are going on. It's a fight. It's very draining. The recovery from prostate cancer, you're never told in all the pamphlets that they give you what it takes out of you to just fight every day, just to have to recover from it is not easy. There's nothing that I suggest to you as I close that is easy. Facts, we talked about having support. We talked about the need to fight. But what I did not say is that it would be easy. And you know what? So what? Not easy. Think about your life. You know, 100% of the time, you look at your record. Look at your scoreboard. How many times have you made it through something? If you're here today, able to talk about it, I would tell you your record of success is 100%. So I already know you're a winner. You can do it. You have done it. You will continue to do it. But let's start with the beginning of it. Let's get under the hood. Let's find out what it looks like. Put together a plan and let's attack it. Have the facts. Make sure you got a good support group around you and fight every day. Every day.
Thank you, Michael, for sharing. Your fight just helped someone. You never know who's listening and needed to hear about your journey. Today's interesting fact, globally, the male lifespan is shortened by 5 years from things that are largely preventable. Visit us.movember.com. Don't believe me? Look it up. Mother has spoken. As always, I'm here to bring you all of the ooh, all of the ah, and all of the things. Yes, all of the things. Thank you for tuning in. Like this podcast, please subscribe and share. Until next time, a smile is always in style. Keep it fashionable.